Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. I'm your host, Roger Love. Yes, I am. And I'm joined this morning by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Roger.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great this morning.
You sound it. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm going to try to get through this show without feeling like I'm cringing in pain because I'm having another tooth attack today.
Uh-oh.
Started yesterday,
girl.
Oh. I've been treating it and treating it and attacking, so, you know, hopefully it won't get too bad, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yes, but, you know, today, I'm not exactly sure where I want to take this show today, but I will start out the way we normally would, the right way, giving out some little birthday wishes. How about that? Okay, so now this is just ghetto at its finest.
What?
This is just ghetto at its finest.
On the background?
Yeah.
I'm like, go ahead. Because I'm sitting up here smoking a cigarette.
I'm like, yeah, whatever's going on in your background, girl. Woo, okay. Now, first birthday wish is coming up tomorrow. Not tomorrow. Well, yeah, it says tomorrow, but okay. Yeah, tomorrow, October the 16th. That is tomorrow, yeah, okay. It confused me because I was looking at tomorrow and then Tuesday right underneath it. It just threw me off. But, yes, tomorrow, which is Sunday, Mr. Harold Michael Harvey, he is celebrating his birthday. He doesn't have his age on there, but I can tell by the gray facade around his face and his head, you know, he's not a young man, you know what I'm saying? But he's not, you know, decrepit either, I will say that. So, but his birthday is coming up tomorrow, October the 16th, bless his heart. Tuesday, an honorable mention, girl. It still saddens me every time I think about it. But you all know Miss Mahogany Wood, our other co-host, who has been taking a hiatus due to dealing with the passing of her mother, Miss Joan Powell, Bishop Joan Powell. Her birthday would be on Tuesday, October the 18th, bless her heart. It still saddens me to know that she's not here, but, you know, we got to keep on going, and that's another thing. Like I said, I don't even know what direction I want to take this on show today, girl, because it's just a lot of stuff that has just been going, you know, to the left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's been a crazy year.
Yes, yes. But I must say that also coming up on Thursday, my cousin, his birthday is October the 20th, Thursday, Mr. Jeremiah Weber, bless his heart. And if he's anything like the other Webers that I know, he'll be turning up. I don't know exactly when it's going to start during this week, considering his birthday is on a Thursday, but I don't think it's going to end on that Thursday, if you know what I mean, seeing that, you know, the weekend is coming up right behind it, so you know. Okay. That's what the Webbers do. Same thing like a lot of the Bryants and the Smiths that I know. They turn up sometimes, you know what I'm saying? And the Joneses, don't act, okay. And we know them Walkers. Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. But that's my birthday wishes for the week. I will say happy birthday, y'all. Happy birthday.
Okay,
I'm like, are you still there?
Yeah, I was getting my birthday wishes.
okay. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, okay. It's funny how when there's noise in the background, child, it's like it gets me worried. But then when there's nothing, it gets me worried, too. But, hey, it is what it is. But all
what
right.
What date are we going to?
17th? Friday.
What day is Friday? 17th?
No, ma'am. Friday is the 21st.
21st.
Mm-hmm. I would normally ask, but I'm sure you know. So, girl, go ahead, let have.
I want to say happy birthday to Justin Cooper. His birthday is October 17th. Happy birthday, Justin. On October 19th, Lordy, Lordy, LaShonda McDuffie is turning 40. She was my neighbor. And, oh, we were young girls. And she just saw me on Facebook. So happy birthday, Shonda.
Oh.
On October 20th, football player John Eric used to roll with us all the time. Mr. James Shep. Happy birthday, Shep. And that's my birthday wishes for the week.
Yes, indeed. His name is James Shep.
Jay Shepherd. We all just call him Shep.
Shepherd. Okay. Bless it your heart. Bless it your heart. Yes. Oh, my. Okay, girl, this toothache is just really, it's starting to subside, though, but, you know, still, okay. But, okay. Now, have we talked recently about the latest going on in this election, girl?
The foolery.
The time.
No, we haven't, but we can. At this point, it's just getting a little ridiculous. It's starting to go against. It's like Bill and Donald Trump is running. It's not even like it's Hillary. It's not even starting to pull out all Donald. He's starting to pull out all Donald. I mean, all Bill's issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like Bill is not running this time.
My thing is, like, you know, but it just goes to show literally just how much he's not, I'm going to say, suited to be a president. Because you're talking about somebody's personal and private life issues and things that's going on with people as if it's something that, you know, should make or break what's going on. But it's like, okay, well, let us be real. Any CEO, you know, any general manager, any person who runs any company, literally, or who's in responsible positions of running a company or a section of a company, if anybody's in a position, and then you want to talk about them being able to do the job based upon what they're dealing with in their private life, everybody got some issues going on in their private life. But my thing, it always comes back for me as to who would do the job that we're asking them to do the best. And it's like, to me, it's a clear-cut situation as to who that would be. But I still don't understand why this country can't get past, I'm going to say, their own issue. And we all know what that issue is. You know, it's always been there, and it's still something that lurks and just keeps its head post, you know, popping up here and there. But it's so prevalent now that it's like it's almost that it's like they all just decided to just get together and be like, this is the time that we're just going to all come out and just show our face now. You know what I'm saying? And that issue for me is just straight up racism. Because that's what it boils down to for me. Only if we look at the supporters that are coming out for Donald Trump, look at them. They keep throwing Obama's name around in this whole debacle that they're creating. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, what are you saying for the person that you are actually supporting, but he can't actually pull from his own merit? You know what I'm saying? If you have to continually try to tear somebody else down just to make the person that you're supporting look better, that ain't working. That is just not working to me. And to me, again, it's that whole thing of just being that much of a hateful person to me, because that's all Donald Trump has actually been running on is hate. Throwing hate at Hillary, throwing hate at her husband, throwing hate at Obama, and they are eating it up like it's the best cereal in town. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just retarded to me. And it's like everything that he tries to do to try to make himself sound like he's fit, but you just can't do it because you've never – it's like if you don't have the experience or at least somewhat, you know, been in the realm of somebody who's been doing this job or this kind of job, what makes you think you're going to be able to just walk into this place and just say, well, I can take over? Let somebody walk into Trump Towers and be like, well, look, Donald, you know, I know you've been doing this for the past, 20, 30 years. I ain't never done it before in life, but I think I'd be better suited for this than you. You would look at them literally like, what? Somebody get security and get this person out of here. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's exactly what it is that you're trying to do. It's that rich white man mentality that he has a very, very, very bad problem with, I believe. And when I say the rich white man mentality, I'm not saying that just because he's a white guy that he acts like this. No, not by no stretch, because I know plenty of white people that don't act like that. But what I am saying is that it's the rich white guy who you can't tell nothing. You can't tell him what to do.
Well, Victor Newman said it the best from Young and the Restless. He said he's a spoiled rich kid that needs to sit down somewhere. Can you hear me?
And yes, and that's coming from Victor Newman, but that's exactly what I'm saying. He's that spoiled, rich, white guy because, you know, let us keep it real now. There are some black kids that are in this new age, I will say, that has that rich guy mentality, but they still know for damn sure that they black. You know what I'm saying? Because they know at any given moment they could be pulled over, stopped by the police, regardless of who the hell they are. Athletes go through it all the time. Hello. Entertainers go through it all the time. Hello. So they still know that regardless of the fact that you might be spoiled and rich because you can get what the hell you want, but you're still black. You know what I'm saying? But here, this is a whole different kind of attitude when you're a white guy and you're spoiled and rich. That's the mentality that he has. You can't tell him nothing. You can't tell him what to do. You can't tell him what to say. You can't tell him how to act. Everything that comes out of his mouth, he has yet to really be sincerely apologetic about any disrespectful thing that he has said to these women or about these women, about anything. He's regretless. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have any regret about nothing that he says or did. And but yet, you want to try to shame somebody else for the stuff that they're going through. Like, really? How you do that? And somebody might be like, well, Roger, why are you just so disliking? Why are you just so disliking of Donald Trump? But it's because of Donald Trump that I don't like Donald Trump.
Right, because he's the Donald.
Exactly. That's why I don't like him. There's nothing likable about him to me. Nothing. I have yet to see anything about Donald Trump that says, okay, well,
it's not that you don't like him. You just don't like the ignorance.
Let me say this. That's why I said there's nothing that I have seen yet about Donald Trump since knowing who a Donald Trump was. There's nothing that I have seen about a Donald Trump that has said, well, maybe he's, you know, maybe he's a really nice guy. You know, maybe he really is not such a bad person to be around or work for. I haven't seen any evidence of that yet. I mean, the man has done shows, you know, Celebrity Apprentice. The aura that he gives, and I've always felt this way about him, even long before this whole presidential bullshit, you know what I'm saying, that he's doing. It's like the look on his face, it's like a stuck look. And it's like, why do you even look like that? In order for that to be your resting face, it's because you're always making that face. And it's just not cute. It does not resonate as a warm type of, you know, good person to me. It doesn't. When you look at his face, and then the faces that he make, and then listen to the stuff that he say, nothing adds up to somebody that's likable to me. So, no, I don't actually like him. I don't like him for what I see of him. I don't know him in my personal life or in his personal life, but what he puts out there, if that's any indication of what he truly is, I don't like him. I don't. I just don't. He's not a likable person to me. Now, I can say that when you see other people.
Well, he's really ignorant to me.
What?
Not that he's just, I think he's really ignorant.
I mean, I don't
know. And his views, I think he's trying to make a mockery of the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's really him trying to think before he speaks. I think it's just him speaking at the moment. And when you just speak at the moment and don't think about what you're going to say, especially when you're running for the president of the United States.
But see, in order for a person to really think about what it is that they want to say, it has to be a kind of person that could, like I said, take direction, that can actually listen to, you know, feedback and really process stuff and actually care about what's coming out of his mouth. He's not that kind of person. He doesn't care. That's the thing. He does not care. He's going to say whatever comes to his mind that he wants to say. You can't tell him what to do. You can't tell him what to say. You can't tell him how to act. That's what I said. He has that spoiled, rich, white kid mentality. You can't tell him nothing. And it's like, yeah, that's what y'all want to run this country? And y'all think it's going to come out for the betterment of y'all, for real? How does that happen? Because anytime you got a rich white guy to run the office before, how did that actually translate into having a better economy? You know what I'm saying? Bill Clinton wasn't a rich white man, at least at that time, but of course the money that they have gotten, you know, from investing in whatever it is that they've been investing in, child, and then of course all of the money that they claim that they've been getting from these other countries, child, I'm like, okay, yeah, that happened after he was a president, but beforehand he was a governor of Arkansas. You know what I'm saying? He was getting paid by the state to do that job. Yes, he was, but he was not by any stretch of the imagination a rich man. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, when you have those type of people in that type of position, those are the Republicans that I see that they've actually been putting out there, the oil tycoons, those people who have actually gotten a lot of money from the oil industry. George W., namingly. Then you have him followed by who? Romney. Another rich white guy from Texas. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah. That's the mentality that they're trying to bring back into that office, and that's why they actually thought that Donald Trump would be a good presidential candidate, which is why they was, you know, backing him from the beginning. But then after they seen how ignorant he truly is to the actual job, it's like they're actually getting buyer's remorse now. It's like, yeah, I'm kind of too late for that. You done bought into the BS. You done bought into the hype. You can't have buyer's remorse now because you got that cow. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And it's sad. It's
yes, but needless to say, child, like I said, it's just, I'm hoping that people really, truly do not make the mistake of truly thinking that this man would be a great idea for a president of this country.
And I hope people don't go out just to vote to be, because the last debate, everybody was upset with Hillary and him.
Mm-hmm.
The remarks that they both made. So I hope that them being upset with Hillary and Donald, that they don't just, you know, go out there and choose him to be funny. Like, it would not be a funny four years with someone like Donald as our president.
I still want to know exactly what it is that they think Donald Trump will be able to do for this country that would benefit it. That's what I want to know. What do they really truly believe that Donald Trump can do? And if you notice that when people are asking questions like that for the Donald supporters, you know what I'm saying? They never say anything particular as to what they think he can do. They always go back to, well, what has been done? And Hillary hasn't done anything, and then Barack hasn't done anything, which is total bullshit, you know what I'm saying? But
right. What
do you think that Donald will be able to do? And if you can answer that question for me intelligently, I would be much, much, much delighted to listen to it, because I am very curious as to truly what do y'all think Donald Trump would be able to do.
Well, he was giving people tips on how to be rich.
That's what he was saying.
I think if you give tips on how to be rich, you need to open a seminar, not become president of the United States.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He wrote a book about that. But my thought is, this is a country where there's no such thing as everybody being rich. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In order to be rich, that means somebody has to not be. Otherwise, then you're just average. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's on the same playing field. It's like if everybody had the same thing, then what's the value in it? Do they not get that?
Exactly.
So my thought is this. If what you can do personally can make you money to be substantial, especially since money still has its value, then by all means, you don't need somebody that has money, that was born in money, that was raised with money, to be able to tell you that. Because, A, they didn't do the work it took to actually earn that money. You know what I'm saying? They didn't start from nothing. They had. So it's like, okay, all they did was took what they had and multiplied it. Okay, well, anybody can do that.
Exactly.
Trial and error tells me that, you know what, he had a lot of money, but, yeah, he also went bankrupt a couple of times trying to actually get more. So, truly, how well is he, you know, able to tell you how to earn money if he does not know? He didn't do much of anything to earn money. He already had it. He just got more because he was able to give opportunities and take risks because he had it. Anybody that's given money, if somebody gave me $10,000 today and tell me that, okay, I can take it and invest it in something, I can take and invest $1,000 in 10 different things. Guess what? Not all 10 different things most likely will actually be a surefire winner, but at least one of the two of them might actually get me, you know, three times as much as what I was putting into it to get. You know what I'm saying? How difficult would that be to do? That's gambling. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me.
Exactly.
That's just me. They don't get that concept, but, you know, enough of this show about, you know, that man. So I'm like, yeah, okay, we're going to move on. I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but I will say this, girl. It has been an interesting week nonetheless. I will say that. And it still goes back around and circle starts working and not knowing, but this weekend, should I say, I was prepared to go to the hotel. And not knowing what was actually going on, because I was just, well, you know, from the Hurricane Matthew striking, did it actually strike land yet? Because I did not hear where it touched down.
Huh?
Hurricane Matthew.
Florida.
So it actually hit in Florida, but where is it at now then, I guess?
I haven't followed it since it hit Florida.
Or they might be coming straight towards us, at least the residuals. But I haven't heard anything about it. Plus, when I look out the, you know, the dough, no clouds.
I think it went out to the Atlantic.
So it hit the skirts of Florida and then kind of hit a UE back up?
Yeah. It hit the North Carolina, too.
Yeah, it was along the coast. That's why I knew it was coming into wars, but that's why I'm like, okay, well, where did it wind up going on land to, and did it keep straight somewhere? Because I haven't heard nothing else about it since.
Yeah, it just hit the coast. It was in all the coastal areas, Savannah, North Carolina, and then. But they were saying it was supposed to make like a loop and come back to Florida, but I don't think it did that.
I'm thinking, child, it's like if it make a whole circle and head straight back down, girl, that's a determined hurricane, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. But I say all that to say this. Okay, since last weekend, child, it's like, yeah, I was told that everything would be blocked out because people were, you know, flocking to the Atlanta area, child. And they closed out all of the booking availability for the hotels. At least I'm speaking on behalf of the Marriott in the areas because that's where I know. That's what I know. That's what I work for. You know, that's what I work for. So it's like when I got to work, I'm expecting a whole bunch of mess and people and everything and everywhere all up under the sun to be up and through there the whole weekend. Because, you know, I was telling you, I was asking to see if they had a room available because my cousin was trying to, you know, come out from Savannah, child, so she would be able to, you know, miss all that, you know, weather, too. And I get there, and literally, we are, like at 60-something percent occupancy.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, mind you, when I called, it was either a Thursday or a Friday. I think it was Thursday. That I was calling because that's about when she was looking to leave. And, of course, now between Thursday and Sunday when I actually go into the hotel, I don't actually know what the status of the hotel is because I don't never call ahead of time. But they were saying that we were sold out for that point in time and then through most of the weekend or the week or something that they were saying because, like I said, when I looked online, I'm looking and there was literally nothing able to be booked for at least 2 weeks out. So I'm like, okay, I was a bit perplexed because I'm thinking, like I said, that we would be literally like sold out or dang near capacity because, you know, of course, during that kind of time, child, sometimes cancellations do happen. But I'm like, but we were like at 60-something percent, 60%. And then looking for the week coming, literally varied between 60 to 70. At some point it was like, I was like, okay, it just confused the heck out of me. Like, how did this happen? But then listening to my coworkers, they were saying that it truly was actually a busy time for that weekend. But then when I got there, I was finding out that there was gay pride going on in Atlanta, girl, and I did not know.
Wow.
I did not know that gay pride was this, you know, going on this past weekend. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, how did I not hear anything about this beforehand? You know, I'm always... You know, well, let me rephrase that. I'm always popping in and out of Facebook. And I'm on YouTube. Normally you would see something posted and being talked about, something coming up or whatever, somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And the groups that I belong to with AOL, you know what I'm saying? Somebody be saying something, but nobody was saying much of anything that I've seen. So I'm like, I did not know that Gay Pride Weekend was going to be this past weekend, where they were having a Gay Pride celebration, should I say. So I'm like, okay, that's another reason why they had, you know, people in this weekend. But still in awe, when I got there, I was just kind of confused because, like, I was thinking my cousin could have actually stopped there instead of having to go all the way to New Orleans. But she went to New Orleans anyway because, you know, she was going to visit another cousin of mine. His house, you know, it does save her money, but, you know, it was just the trip itself. Bless her heart, you know. But that's what I was wanting to talk about, child. It was like, yeah, it just happened. Like, I'm like, okay, what was really going on? Was it really that busy? Because I didn't know. I was not there before I got there. But it's like, yeah, but now they got all these damn rooms available, but nothing was able to be booked, you know? But that's how things happen, I guess, when you're working at a hotel, child. You never know what's going on until you get there. Miss Kiki, you all right? Miss Kiki?
Sorry?
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, girl, I'm like, you even got quiet and wasn't responsive.
I didn't hear the last question.
Well, it wasn't a question. I was making a statement to her, but I'm like, yeah, but you just got kind of quiet. It was concerning me, you know?
No, I'm right here. I'm right here.
Okay. Did you have your breakfast this morning yet?
No, I haven't gotten that far in my day yet.
Me neither. And I'm not. I think I'm going to go and try. I don't know what the heck I'm going to eat because I don't want to eat no cereal with this toothache. I don't.
I was just trolling, social media.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They wasn't really talking about much for the gay pride weekend, though. And I'm like, how did I miss it?
Exactly.
I just don't know. But nonetheless, it seemed like the people that were there were having a nice little time. And, of course, they were asking me if I was going to be going to any of the festivities. I'm like, child, I didn't even know nothing about this, so no. And then, of course, I get there, you know, to work on a Sunday. So it's like, yeah, by the time anything else would have been going on, they were looking to go home the next day. So, yeah, that would have been it. And I get there, child, and the streets were blocked off and everything. I'm like, what the hell? Why are the streets blocked? What's going on? Yeah, just confused.
Did you go do anything in the festivities at all?
I couldn't. I was at work. Remember, I got there on a Sunday, child. Everybody was going home on Monday.
Right.
So there was nothing going. I wouldn't have been able to do anything. I'm like, I didn't know nothing about it. I'm like, yes.
And I'm really shocked that y'all wasn't sold out with that going on.
That's the thing. They claimed that we were busy up until that Sunday. They said a lot of people had checked out on Sunday. And I was like, okay, well, I have to take your word for it because I'm like, yeah, 60%. But it's like, okay, it is what it is. But, girl, I'm trying to click through AOL, and I'm like, every other thing that's popping up as far as topics got Donald Trump's face on it. And I'm like, why? Literally, every second thing is just popping up with his face on it. And I'm like, I don't want to talk about this man no more. But, yeah, I think I'm all out of talk right about now. Girl, you got anything that you'd like to add? I'm going to guess not. And on that note, child, I guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I hit the button. I said I wanted to say rest in peace to Tommy from Martin. Yes, Tommy passed away. He had something wrong with his stomach, and he went into surgery and went to ICU. He was doing horribly bad, and he passed away.
Did this happen?
This happened 2 days ago.
Girl, and I'm like I was saying, I was trying to not go there because it's like I said, I don't know exactly where I wanted the direction of the show to go, but it's like this has been 2016 has been claiming a lot of lives from people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I say that because literally 2 days ago, also, I just found out that my cousin had passed away. And my cousin was only, like, I think somewhere between 47, 48-ish, 49. I don't know exactly how old she was. One of my older brothers was saying that she was basically about the same age as he was. So I'm like, okay. But she just passed away, and it's like I didn't want to really talk about it, because nobody knows exactly what happened, you know. Mm-hmm. And in case my family is hearing this, y'all know I love y'all. Y'all know I do. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to actually just wrap your head around, just, you know, when something like this happens like this, you know, it's just, yeah. And I didn't want to, I really did not want to get into it. I really didn't want to talk about it. But it's like 2016 has just been claiming lives left and right. You know what I'm
saying?
In mass destruction, child, and simple deaths, and mysterious deaths, and just all of a sudden deaths. It's like, oh my goodness. People are just, yeah. It's like, it's hard to say, well, just enjoy every day like it's your last, when it literally might be, and you just never know.
You don't.
Tommy Ford was 52 years old, and he passed on the trial 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Here's an interesting tidbit of fact about him. His last name, mm-hmm. as I always thought, was Strong, Strong, mm-hmm. but no on Martin. I'm sorry.
What?
But his last name on Martin was Strawn, Strawn.
Uh-uh.
See? Now, I wonder if that was ever asked in a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire question, how many people would have actually got that right?
Not many.
Mm-mm. Because I would have definitely not have gotten it right. Unless I would have probably thought out the box. You know they give you 4 options?
Uh-huh.
And I know Strong would have probably been one of those options, but then I'm like thinking to myself, you know what, they're probably trying to trick us with this trickery. So maybe it's not actually Strong. Maybe it's something that sounds like Strong, because, you know, when people saying stuff, it can sound like something else. So then I might have thought, well, maybe it is Strong. Let me try that, because, you know, they're probably trying to trick us, but they're trying to fool somebody.
Uh-huh.
And I might have actually got it right. Who knows? But who knows? Child, hell, they would ask me straight up, yeah, that would not have been the word that came out of my mouth. That would not have been the word that would have come out of my mouth. But, yeah. Well, all righty then. Thomas Strawn.
Yes.
A. Thomas Michael Ford. Bless his heart.
And I want to give a shout out to the parents. They have a baby boy at 24 weeks only, and they've been trying to have a baby for 17 years, and he was born only at 24 weeks, and they stayed in the hospital with him for a year, and now he's going home. So congratulations to that family.
Wow, honey, they say it's a stretch when it's like reached the 32-week mark, huh? Yeah. But 24? That's only like, 6 months?
Yeah. So shout out to
their hearts, well, hey, God is good. He's able.
And somebody, speaking of the Donald Trump, somebody posted, if Donald Trump wins, I'm going to start reading all terms and conditions, because I'm going to fuck around and sign up for slavery. And okay. That was the key to say.
I'm going to be like, no.
Okay.
Put them terms and conditions in bold print. Okay.
Okay.
And in layman's terms.
Please. And give you one more fun fact here.
I pretend for a loan and you're signing your life away. Be like, ooh, no ma'am.
No ma'am. All right, 13 black celebrities you didn't know were Jewish. Lenny Kravitz.
Yes, we did.
Lisa Bonet.
Yes, we did. I'm thinking Cree Summers, but I don't know if she's Jewish, but I know she's definitely something other than just black.
And she's, I don't know, Shine.
Who?
Shine, Shyne.
Well, Well, maybe we didn't know she was Jewish because we don't know who the hell she is.
Drake.
Okay, yeah. You can tell by that nose.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Nope, didn't know that one.
Amari Stoudemire. I don't know him.
Amari Stoudemire? The name sounds familiar.
I think he's the one that's going to play Tupac Shakur in the movie. Rashida Jones.
Yep, knew that.
You knew that?
Yep. That's
Tracy Ellis Ross.
His daughter.
Huh?
That's Quincy Jones' daughter.
Right, right. I know she was Jewish. Tracy Ellis Ross.
Doesn't surprise me.
Lauren London.
Who?
Lauren London.
Okay, no, didn't know she was Jewish either.
Boris Kodjoe.
No, I thought he was German, but no, he grew up in Germany, I think.
Right. And the last one is Coppel. I don't know her. Coapele.
Okay, huh. Now who is
I got another one. Megan Good.
Jewish?
Jewish.
Nope, didn't know that.
Sean Paul.
Sean Paul, the rapper?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could figure that.
Myra Rudolph. I don't know her.
Who?
Yep.
That's Maya Rudolph.
Yes,
the comedian slash Minnie Riperton's daughter.
Yeah.
How do you spell Amari Stoudemire?
Shit, I just got out of there.
Oh, wait, I got it. I did. Stoudemire. Stoudemire.
Uh-huh.
He's a basketball player, yes. Okay, that's where I heard that name from. The New York Knicks, I think he's playing.
Yeah.
His parents' names are Carrie Stoudemire and Hazel Stoudemire. So I wonder who's Carrie, who's Hazel.
And another little cute thing somebody put in. In honor of Columbus Day, steal something from someone and claim it as your own. Why'd you love you there?
I'm here. Say that again.
I said, in the remembrance of Columbus Day, steal something from somebody and claim it as your own.
Girl, the show, and I just realized we were actually still doing the show. Ooh. This is a very ghetto show, y'all. I do apologize for that, but join us tomorrow. We will do better, okay? Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.